Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tez Zayin on the base, the last word on the page. Umri, Charifi, the Pumpadisa. The Charife of Pumpadisa, that means the sharp ones of Pumpadisa, said the following vart. Ready for this? Haktara mifageles haktara. Haktara can be mifagel another haktara. What on earth does that mean? So Rashi says, second line, Hikdir komets. If somebody is makdir the komets, again, you have a bowl of flour. The kohen takes a kmitza's amount out of it, puts it in another bowl. That second bowl now goes to the mizbeach and it gets burned on the mizbeach. So if somebody does that, lahak almanas lahakdir levona laacharzman, with the thought of being makdir the levona at the wrong time. The Lavona, whatever that is, those spices, are also burned on the Mizbeach. That's another part of a mincha. Now, not every mincha has them, but ones that do. And therefore, if someone does the kmitza, the haktaras kmitza, on manas, machshava, of bringing the Lavona at the wrong time, that's piggle.
Why not have the mother?
The Gemara is going to ask that question. Piggle. Af al gaf. The ain matir. Mefagel et hamatir. It's only a half a matir, says Rashi. V'lo dummy l'shochet et hakeves. Lechol mechaveru l'machor. That's not like shechting one sheep on Shavuos. To eat the other sheep. Right. K'defaris l'kaman. Hasam lo ikvu b'chadmana. Ha ikvu b'chadmana. Here, the lavona and the flour are in the same kli. They're in the same kli.
They are?
Yes. I didn't know that. They are. They're in the same kli. So it's considered like one thing. So it's not a chati matir. That's what Rashi says. He said it because the Gemara is going to say that. Okay? So.
That makes the chati matir because it's the same bowl. Two halves of one part. Why is that not now?
You'll see. You'll see. Says the Charifi Pumbadita, Haktara Mifageles Haktara. One Haktara can be piggle for the other haktara. Haktaras komets can be piggle for the haktaras lavona. Okay, got that? Afilu l'rabbanon, the amri ein l'fagel b'chatzimater. Even the rabbanon who say you can't have a b'chatzimater, hani mi liheche d'chashiv bei b'shirayim. That's true when the piggle's on the shirayim. I'm bringing the komets and I'm dreaming about when I'm going to eat the shirayim. Komets is a chatzimater. That can't affect the Shirayim, according to the Rabbanon. Right? Mm-hmm. Because it's only a Chatzimatir. There's also Lavona. Lavona, Milsa, Kamaisa. The Lavona is still here. It stands by itself. Right? Therefore, the Mincha can't be Mefagel the Shirayim. Avohacha, but over here, the Chashav La B'Lavona, Kama the Chashav Bei, B'Kulei Matir Domi. It's considered one Matir. Consider one Matir. Okay? Amarava, Afana, Naime Tanina. Who wrote the Brisa that says that? It says Zaklal. This is the rule. Listen to this rule. Kul, four things. Hakomets, a kmita, nosim bekli, putting it in the kli, hamolich, walking with it to the mizbeach, and amakdir, and being makdir on those four vodos, lechol dark dover shadarko lechol, with piggle thoughts of eating something that's edible, ulahakdir dover shadarko lahakdir, or to burn something that's supposed to be burnt, chutzlim komo, if it's outside its makom, piggle, pasul v'embo kares, chutzlim mano, piggle v'chayavan of kares. Now, my lav, what does it mean that lahakter dovo shadarko lahakter? My lav, doesn't that mean haktara dumya dahanach, that the haktara is similar to the four things? One of those four things is haktara anyway. Ma, hanach, bein lechol, bein lahaktara. These four things, what did we say? If you do these four things with thoughts of eating whatever's edible, or being makdir whatever's supposed to be makdir, right? Right? So, what does it mean being makdir whatever's supposed to be makdir? What does that mean? Doesn't that mean what the other four mean for eating? Same thing, right? Ma, hanach, bein lechol, bein lahaktir. The four things is whether it's edible or haktara. Af haktara, so to haktara, Bein lechel, bein lahaptir. Whether it's to eat it or to be maptir. In other words, the lavona. What's left? What are you having thoughts of being maktir when you're being maktir the comets? Nothing left. The answer is the lavona. So what do you see? That being maktir the comets al manas on a piggle thought on the lavona works. That's piggle. Aye, it's a chatimatir? No, it's not. Okay? Okay.
Once again, you chayav karas when you eat the shirayim, correct?
Yeah.
That's when you chayav karas, eat the shirayim after that piggle thought.
Correct. Now the Gemara says, lo.
No, if you mock to also,
no. No, oh, he's right.
If you mock to the comes on time. Yeah. And then you haven't thought about the Lavona.
Right. You mock to tomorrow instead.
Right, so when you mock either the Shirayim or when you mock the Lavona?
Yes. So the Gemara says, lo. No, it's not a raya. This is not a raya. Why? Because we can interpret this brisa in another way where it doesn't include the Lavona. How so? Lo. Bein lechel, bein lahaktir. When it says they have a piggle thought about eating, what's eating? Shirayim. What's maktir? We said it's the Lavona. What else could it be? What else is maktir on a mincha? Nothing else. So now we're going to say, no, it's something else. What is it? Haktara lechel, bein lahaktir, bein lechel, bein lahaktir. Haktara lechel in, lahaktir lo. Right? What does that mean? Haktara means only to eat, but not to be maktir the Lavona. That when it says haktara, it doesn't mean the lavona. What does it mean? It means the only means the eating, only the shirayim. Yeah, but it said haktara. Yeah, when you makti the komet, you eat the shirayim. But it doesn't mean the lavona. So it's not a raya. It's not a raya that it's true. As a matter of fact, the rest of the daf till we end and finish the parak is going to say that it's not true. Not true. We said that we started off if you makti the lavona, the kmitza al manas the lavona, that's pigle. Right? We tried to bring a raya from a brisa. No, there's no raya. Now we're going to say it's not true. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Gada Kameda Abaya V'Yosef Ka'am Meshed Rav Chista Ein Haktar Mefagel as Haktar. No such thing. You can't be Mefagel the Lavona by having thoughts of the Haktara. Vafila Rav Meir. Even Rav Meir D'Amu said Mefagel Nechatzimater. That's also not, even according to him, it's not going to be true. Hani Mili. When did Rav Meir say it's Shita Hecha D'Chishe Bi Shirayim? The Komets Mater D'Du. That sounds like Shirayim. Because the kemitza matters the shirayim. So if you have a piggle thought on the kemitza, when you're burning the kemitza, you have a piggle thought on the shirayim, that's piggle. Aye, there's a lavona, there's only a chatzimater. Says Rebbe, I hold the chatzimater is all enough. But not if you have a piggle thought on the lavona. Why? Avalhacha, the komates, lav matter lavona hu. The kemitza is not a matter for the lavona. Right? Lo matzi mefagel lebe. Therefore, it can't make it piggle. Why is it not a matter for the Lavona? So Rashi says one line. Dabrin le'el de'en me'ikov mincha. I'm not sure what that means. Amalei Abaya, ani mariyah mishmei de Rav. Did this answer was given by Rav? Amalei in, yes. Itmar nami, am Rav Chista, am Rav. Ein haktara mefagelas haktara. No such thing. You can't do haktara's komets with thoughts of the Lavona that it's going to work. Am Rav Yaakov or Idi mishmei de Abaya. Af ananai metanina. We have a brisa to test this. Shachat, listen to this brisa. This brisa like 10 times in the past week. Shachat echer ben akvasim. If someone shechted one of the sheep on Shavuos, lechol mimenu lemachar, to eat it at the wrong time, who piggle? It's piggle. Why is it piggle? Because he had a piggle thought to eat it at the wrong time. The chaveru kosher, but the other one's kosher, right? The other one's kosher. We said, what did the other one mean? Does it mean the bread or does it mean the other animal? We said it means the other animal, right? Lechol mechavero lemachar. But if I shecht keves A with thoughts of eating keves B lemachar, right? Shneim ksherin. They're both kosher. Why are they both kosher?
Because one is not the man.
There's nothing to do with each other, right? My taima. Why are they both kosher? Lav mishum. The kivan de lav mata didehu. One's not the mata for the other one. Lo matzi. Mefagelbe. Kid, no piggle. No. Shecht Reuven, I'm thinking about Shimon. Nothing to do with each other. Right? So what do you see? That if it's not a mat there, it has nothing to do with each other. So the Kohen's and Levon have nothing to do with each other. So the Gemara says...
What's the carbon of Shavuos? Two kvasim.
Right.
Isn't it
only
one unit
carbon? So we stand the whole week on that. So the Gemara says... Low. Low.
Did we get anywhere?
What?
Did we get
anywhere? The answer is low. Not, it's not a raya. Why?
Both questions.
Hasam who dilo ikva b'chadmana. On Shavuot, it's not put into the same bowl. Aval hacha dikva b'chadmana. Here it's put into the same bowl. Right? Kichad dummy. It's considered like one. Right? Therefore, maybe, if you mafagel on the komet, it would affect the lavona. So for that price, it's not a raya. Not a raya. Maybe it would, because it's the same bowl.
So which one is the komet and lavona going to the same bowl?
What?
Which korban is the komet and the lavona going to the
same? Every mincha that has a lavona, the kmitza and the lavona go in the same bowl. Are they mixed up? I don't know. But they go in the same bowl. So therefore, maybe it's like one. So it's not a raya that he said that it can't work. If you have to do the kmitza on thoughts of the lavona, it doesn't work. We tried to bring a raya, then that's not a raya. Because the two animals are different. Here it's one bowl. Yeah. Akasha?
So you molech the lavona and mincha together to this bed, assuming.
Assuming. I don't know when the lavona goes in. Right. Like these key facts are not explained. Amr from Nuna.
Why do you want to be messed up with these facts?
I know.
Yeah.
Amr from Nuna. Hamilsa ivlali Rav Chanina. This thing, Rav Chanina, this idea, what's ivlali? He taught me what?
Yeah, he taught me.
Vitikila li kule talmude. And he weighed for me these ideas. Okay, means he taught it to me. Hikdir komet.
This is his favorite teaching of mine.
Oh, his favorite teaching, okay. Now, this teaching is such a difficult teaching because it's a run-on sentence. The Gemara is going to say, you have to have a vav in here somewhere. Hikdir lavona, hikdir komets. Somebody was makdir the komets. Lahakdir lavona. To be makdir the lavona. What does that mean? Right? Skip the parentheses. Le'echol shirayim lamachar. To eat the shirayim tomorrow. Piggle. There has to be a vav somewhere. What did he do? He brought the komets on to bring the lavona to eat the shirayim. It doesn't make sense. It's a run-on sentence. This is his favorite teaching. Right? Doesn't make sense. You see why it doesn't make sense? What's the aveira here? Right? Hikdir komet, lahakdir lavona. Doesn't say anything about a pickle thought. Hikdir komet, he burned the kmitza, lahakdir lavona. To burn the lavona, le'echo shrayim, to eat the shrayim, lamachar, tomorrow pickle. My kamashma, what does that mean? Right, so look, my kamashalon, what does that mean? One second. The Gemara is going to ask, e haktara, e mefagelos haktara, kamashmalon. If you want to tell me that you had a piggle thought by the haktara, lame, so say, hikdir komets, lahak de lavona. What do you have to mention the shrayim for? E mefaglon the chatzimatir, kamashmalon. You want to tell me you could have piggle on a chatzimatir? So then lema, hikdir komets, lechol shrayim lamachar. I did the komets, forget the lavona, it's a chatzi matir, to eat the shrayim lamachar. E tarvayu kamash malon, you want to tell me both of those ideas? So lema, hikdir komets, lahakdir lavona, vil lechol shrayim lamachar. The vav there changes everything. So Gemara says, you're right, amar vada brava leolam ksavar, ein haktara, mifageles haktara. Really, there's no such thing. One piggle, one haktara cannot be mifagel the other one. And there's no such thing as being mefagel on a chatzimater anyway. For shiny hacha, here it's different. You had a piggle thought throughout the entire mincha process. When you did the komet and the lavona, you were thinking the whole time about the shirayim. That's piggle. That's not a chatzimater. That's a full mater. Right? Got that? Tony Tana Kamedra of Yitzchak Bar Abba, Hikdir Komets. If someone was mocked at the Komets, Lechol Shirayim, to eat the Shirayim, L'divri Hakol Piggle. Everybody holds that's Piggle. Everybody holds that's Piggle? What's that called? It's a Chatzimata. What do you mean everyone holds that's Piggle? What's he talking about? Only Rav Meir holds it's Piggle. So Gemara says, V'ha Miflat Pligi. What are you talking about? They're arguing about that case. So Amale, you're right. Aim, we have to change it. Divya called puzzle. Even the Chachamim, who hold, it's no piggle, hold you can't eat the Shirayim.
Right.
But it's not piggle, it's just puzzle. So the Gemara says, why do you change it to say puzzle Change it to say, Rabbi Meir says that. Rabbi Meir says that. Rabbi Meir holds that if you have one, you know, chatzimat, why are you changing it to say, everyone, live out puzzle? Change it to say, Rabbi Meir said that. So the Gemara is going to answer, because it's easier to change one word, pigle, to puzzle, than to change divrei hakol to only Rabbi Meir. Too big of a change. Right? Lema hareza pigle Rabbi Meir, say it's pigle, Rabbi Meir said that. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. Tana divrei hakol, asne pigle, puzzle machlefle. To change, to exchange the word pigle with puzzle, that we could do. But with divrei hakol, hareza, with divrei hakol, to change from divrei hakol to hareza, it's only Rabbi Meir shita, lo machlefle. That we're not going to change. Okay, the statement was, there's a brisa that says, if you have a pigle thought by the hikter kometz, someone puts the kemitza on the mizbeach with thoughts of eating the shiraya at the wrong time, according to everybody, that's pigle.
Who's saying that? Who's writing that?
It's a brisa taught by the name of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, taught a brisa that said that. Okay. Everybody holds it's good. It's pigle. No, that's not true. It's a machlokas.
Right.
Rebbe holds it's pigle.
Right.
The Chacham holds it's not pigle. It's a chatzimater.
Right.
So how could you say everyone said that?
Right.
He's quoting a brisa, but the brisa is very difficult because the brisa is not true. The machlokas tanoim between Rebbe and the Chacham.
Which is why it's not a mishnah.
So how could, okay, fair enough. So now they have something wrong with the brisa. How could he say that?
Right.
So the Gemara answered, you're right. Change it to say that everyone holds it's puzzle. Puzzle means you can't eat it. It's not pigle, but even the Chacham holds it's not pigle, you can't eat it. Okay? So the Gemara asks, why didn't you change the brisa to say, yeah, the Rebbe Meir said it.
Right.
So the answer is, it's too big of a change. To change it to say that everyone holds it's puzzle instead of pigle, that won't change. But to say that everyone, that we're changing it from everyone held to only Rebbe Meir held that. That's too big of a change. And we don't want
to
do that.
But why is the brisa being quoted wrong to begin with? Why wasn't it?
Because it was not written down. It was a teaching in the Beis Medrash, and someone taught it, and someone said, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. You're right, it doesn't make any sense. I heard it wrong. It must be, it's puzzle. Exactly what happened. And we'll say, well, change it to say Rebbe Meir. No, I'm not going to make such a big change like that. Right? We'll keep it, everybody. It's unanimous. But everyone holds it's puzzle. No one holds it can eat it. Is it pigle? That's a machlokas. But puzzle, everyone agrees with. That makes sense.
The okay. Only trouble is, what we learned from the writer,
what? Okay, so you're allowed to have a brisa that's redundant.
Right.
It was taught in a different yeshiva, right? Rav, who's this? Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba is not one of the top 10 named people in Shas.
And if I ate that psul,
are you chayav kor? No, according to Rav Meir, you are.
Oh, yeah.
According to Chacham, you're not.
Right.
Why wouldn't they say that? That's a positive.
Right. Right. All right. Hajjan Allah HaKomet is a mincha. Hajj and Lacha Gomez is a mincha. Even though we started a brand new perek, for some reason, it's still pigle. So I don't know why we ended the perek, I don't know who Danossi was doing, I don't know, but new perek.
Because he said till here people might believe it.
So here we go. Hakomet is a mincha. If somebody does kemitza, lechol davar she'ein darko lechol, on something not edible, or lahakdir davar she'ein darko lahakdir, to do haktar on something that's not, haktar is not done on that. Kosher. That's not pigle. That's kosher. If someone has a thought when he's putting the kemitza on the mizbeach that he's going to put the shirayim on the mizbeach at the wrong time, that's just nuts. That's not pigle. Rabbi Eliezer, oh, my puzzle. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's true, but it's puzzle. You can't eat it. It's not pigle. But it's puzzle. You hear? You had the wrong. Lechol davar shadarko lechol. But if a pigle thought to eat something that's edible, ulahakdir davar shadarko lahakdir, pachos mikizayis, also kosher. I'm going to eat one molecule of the shirayim next week. That's not pigle. Because it's less than the shir. Now, so far this entire Mishnah was repeated. It's redundant. Says Rashi on the last word of the last skinny line, Hamishni Yitzevihi. This whole Mishnah is extra. Now one chiddush we said, Hadidnan biperakama Lechol chatzi zayis, ulahasa chatzi zayis kosher. Nothing here is new. Ella, Rabbi Elazar Itzrich. It's only brought here to teach you the opinion of it's Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, there's going to be Eliezer in the Mishnah, and then Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara. It's going to be very confusing. What? Two different people. This is Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Stam Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah is? Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Stam Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. That was new. That we never heard before. Rabbi Eliezer we never heard before. That was new. That he said that, no, it's puzzle. If you have thoughts of burning the Shirayim, something, they don't do that. So the conventional opinion was, that's kosher. Go eat the Shirayim, enjoy yourself. Yeah, you had a pickle. That's not a pickle thought. It's ridiculous. Rabbi Eliezer, no, it's puzzle. That's new. Afak after puzzle, Rabbi Eliezer, b'machshava, shelo kedarko. Even though he's puzzled it, the gazar atu kedarko, upuzzle midrabanon, hachalo gazar kizayis, pachas migada atu kizayis. He made a gzera. If you have a pickle thought of burning the shirayim on the mizbeach, it's puzzle. Why? It's a gzera. Maybe you'll come to have a pickle thought of the shirayim on eating the shirayim. You hear that? You hear that, Gzeira? A pickle thought on the shirayim. What's a shirayim? What's a shirayim? Shirayim is the remainder of the bull. What do you do with that bull? You eat it. When do you eat it? The day you bring it. So what if someone had a pickle thought, I'm going to burn the shirayim next month? You don't burn the shirayim. Chacham said, that's not pickle. You're just foolish. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, that's pickle. Why? It's a gzeira. Maybe if you have a pickle, if we allow that pickle thought, you'll have a real pickle thought. But the same Rabbi Eliezer did not make a gzeira on a pachas mikazayas. Well, if I allow a pachas mikazayas, maybe he'll make a pickle thought on a kazayas. We don't make that gzeira. Okay? Lecho chatzi zayas ulahakter chatzi zayas. To eat a half a kazayas at the wrong time and to burn a half a kazayas at the wrong time. Kosher. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? She'ein achila v'haktar mitzdarfen. Because achila and haktara don't combine. Okay?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, you can.
The parak in the Hebrew is hakamet ses hamenka.
Mm-hmm.
In the English, it's hakamet rabba.
I tell you why. I'll tell you why. By the way, in the if you turn the page, in the Gemara, it also says a Komets Rabba. Yes. The reason is because I think that the next parak.
No, the previous one.
What do you mean the previous one? Well, what parak are we starting? We're starting the third parak. So it's called a Komets Rabba.
Because the
previous one also started off a Komets as a Mincha. So to distinguish it. Also, I think why it's called Rabba is because it's a very long parak.
Right.
I think it's a...
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's all.
Right.
Okay, now. We're up to the Gemara now. You got this Mishnah?
Yes.
Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? That what? Right? My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason that if you have a thought of eating something. I'm sorry. If you have a thought of burning something that's not supposed to be burned, it's supposed to be eaten. You had a pickle thought of burning it at the wrong time. It's puzzle. Not pickle. Can't be pickle. It's puzzle. Right? What's his reason? Rashi said it's a gzeira. The Gemara is going to say it's born out of a puzzle. I don't know. Rashi said it's a gzeira. Right? So you hear that? If you don't understand this, what's going on now, you're going to be lost. Because it's not easy Gemara now. It's a lot of psukim now. Again, Rabbi Eliezer said, if you have a thought of eating, of burning something that's supposed to be eaten, the shirayim, it's supposed to be eaten. You have a piddle thought of burning it. He said it's puzzle. Where do you get that from? So, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Amar Kra, because it says in the pasuk, Im ha'ochel yeyachel. What's ha'ochel yeyachel? If somebody will surely eat, that's how we translate it in English, double lashon, ha'ochel yeyachel, surely eat, mi basar zevach shlomav, and that pasuk is talking about pickle. Says Rabbi Eliezer, listen, I'm a simple Jew, and I read the pasuk. And the pasuk says a double lashon of eating. B'shtei achilos hachasav medaber. Two different eatings. Echad achilos adam ve'echad achilos mizbeach. One for humans and one for the mizbeach. Lo malacha, to teach you the following. Why did pasuk say surely double eating? The mizbeach, quote unquote, doesn't eat. It burns things, doesn't eat. But we call it eating, the Torah called it eating. Why? Lo malacha. Kishem shemachashvin ba'achilas adam. Just like you can have a thought by a person to eat at the wrong time in the wrong place. Kach machashvin ba'achilas mizbeach. You can have the same thought by the mizbeach. Ukishem shemachashvin me'achilas adam la'achilas adam. And so you can have a pickle thought from different people. Ka'achilas mizbeach la'achilas mizbeach. And for something that's supposed to be burned on the mizbeach, that it should be burned on the mizbeach at the wrong place at the wrong time. Kach, so too, mechashvin meachilas adam lemizbeach, meachilas mizbeach laadam. So too, we can transfer something that's supposed to be eaten by you to be burned on the mizbeach. And therefore, based on this pasuk, if somebody has a thought of burning the shirayim, something edible to something being burnt, that's okay. That's puzzle.
And chatzitzayis, one should combine chatzitzayis the other.
So we'll get the words to ask that question.
So why would it be possible?
What? I mean, it should be mamash pigel.
Yeah.
It's a good question. So, 1 second. Ukeshem shemachashim mechilz adam lechilz adam lechilz mazbech lechilz mazbech. Kach machashim mechilz adam lemazbech lechilz mazbech laadam. My timer. What's the reason for that? Midafkinhu rachmana laktara b'lashan achila. Since the Torah went out of its way to use a double lashon of eating, doesn't mention Akhtara. It doesn't say anything about burning anything. Only eating, even the Mizbeach is called eating. So what do you see? If it's something edible for a human, and you have a pickled foot to put on the Mizbeach, that's puzzle. Now, this whole limud is so powerful, that how could the Rabbanon disagree with it? Right? For Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanans going to say? Why Taka did the Torah not use the word Haktara? Why did he use the word eating twice? Why? Verbanan, hide the Afkinu Rachmana B'Lashon Achila. You know why the Torah did that? You know why the Torah used the Lashon of Achila? Deloshna ki mechashev B'Lashon Achila l'mizbeach. Veloshna ki mechashev B'Lashon Haktara l'mizbeach. That's not to teach you that Shirayim, that's edible, can be burned on the mizbeach. That's not the reason. The reason is, when you're dreaming about things you're going to do on the Mizbeach at the wrong place at the wrong time, in your head, you can call it Achil if you want. You can call it Akhtar also, but you can call it Achila. That's all. Not that you can transfer things that's supposed to be eaten to things that's supposed to be burnt. No. Things that are supposed to be burnt, you can use a Lashon of Achila. Why? The Torah did that. I'm going to dream of burning the Levona at the wrong, things like that. It's supposed to be burnt. You can call it a Lashon of Achila. If you'd like.
How does that help you? If you use it, why would you want to call it Lashon Achila?
Because the Torah called it Lashon Achila. The Torah said that. The Torah said, Hima Ochel Yachel, you shall surely eat. And it means burning also. Right? Inami, or another fort. Ma Achila b'kezayis. Just like eating, you have to have a kezayis. Afak Torah b'kezayis. Also, the burning has to be a kezayis. Who made up that rule? The Mizbeach doesn't eat. Maybe it could be less than a kezayis. No, it's like achila. The Torah used the lashon of achila for the Mizbeach to teach you that din.
Yeah, we know that din is an established one, right?
Right. Ula'olam achila d'orcha mashma. It always means a normal eating.
Yeah, but we already learned if a person think about eating something that's not edible, it's not people.
Hmm?
If you think about eating something that's not edible, meaning something that should have been burned, so it's not people. We learned that before.
I hear. But he holds it is. But he holds it is.
If it's burnt, it's considered eating.
Exactly.
Now, he does. He holds it. Now, V'Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, how does he know this idea about Kezayis and all these other things? Well, Im Kain, Lichtov Rachmana, if your Torah was only makbid on eating, it should have said, Ha'ochel, Ha'ochel. Inami, or Ye'ochel, Ye'ochel. My Ha'ochel, Ye'ochel. What's ha'ochel ye'ochel? Funny words. Shema mina tarti. I learned both. What both? What both? Number one, that it has to be a kezayis. And number two, you can switch the eatings. Okay? I would love to do this Tosfos. We don't have time. Where he talks about look at the Tosfos. Maya ochel yochel shma minatarti. Mashma the less leil Rabbi Eliezer dibra Torah kolashim bnei adam. Right. Many times the Torah will say, why does it say a double lashon? The Gemara will ask dibra Torah kolashim bnei adam. No reason. Right. Tosfos quotes six Tanoim that contradict themselves in Shas, where they say dibra Torah kolashim bnei adam. And where they have a drasha. Ganev yiganev, chashev yichashev, only six times. Six Tanayim. He quotes six Tanayim. He quotes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Meir. And at the end of the Tosfos, he throws up and says, I don't know why. He has six cases where each Tana contradicted himself. He found places in Shas, but one time they say, Dibur Torah Kolashim B'nei Adam, and one time they make a drasha. He says, when do you say Dibur Torah, and when do you make a drasha? Here, you could say Dibur Torah. So Tosfos says, no, we don't say that. But he found another place, Rabbi Eliezer held Dibur Torah. And he says at the bottom, he doesn't even answer it. He doesn't answer it. You know, he can't answer it. Why sometimes yeah and sometimes not? Okay. So tonight's a nice thing to talk about on Shavuos night, you know? Amale. Some people would say that, Jeff, no? Other people think about other things. Amale, Reb Zera L'Rabasi, V'tamad Reb Eliezer, Mishum Hachihu. If that's Reb Eliezer's reason, then Kari's Nami L'Chayev. Mr. G's question. You should be Chayev Kari's for that. Right. Why is it only puzzle? Right? You should be Chayev Kari's for that. V'chite Mahachanami. Yeah, it's true. He'll think of Kari's. That's not true. V'ha'at hu damart mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan mo de Rabbi Eliezer she'ein onesh kares. There's no kares. So why not? So amale tanoihi. It's a machlokes tanoim. Aliba amale tanoihi. Tanoihi aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. There's a machlokes within the world of Rabbi Eliezer. Ikka lamanda amar psula midaraisa. Some say this. It's pasul midaraisa. V'ikka lamanda amar psula midarabanan. Some say it's only possible with the Rabbanon. That's going to be the Gzera. Ditanya. Hashochet es hazevach. If somebody shechs a korban, lishtos midamo, to drink the dam, lamachar, the wrong time. Can you drink dam?
No.
If someone had a thought like that, or lahakdir mibsaro, or to burn the basar that you're allowed to eat, lamachar, tomorrow. Or, Le'echel me'emurav, to eat the emurim that is supposed to be burned, we thought to eat that, lamachar, at the wrong time. All these cases, kosher.
What's kosher?
Now let's eat dam. You're not allowed to eat dam. But if you do drink the dam, you don't get kares for pigle. You get kares for eating dam.
Dam, yeah.
But not pigle.
So you're splitting hairs.
What?
Fossil, but not pigle?
So now we said it's a machlokas in Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Some say it's possible, it's only with the Rabbanon. It's a gzera, atu, real piggle. Others say, no, it's daraisa. Now.
So basically you're splitting hairs.
No. If someone has a piggle thought,
right.
The meat, it's,
but the bottom line
it's a shlamim. The meat I'm allowed to eat. I had a piggle thought, I'm going to burn the meat on the mizbeach.
Okay.
Okay? And then I eat the meat, which you have to eat it.
Right.
No. Do I get, is that piggle? No. Why not? Because I'm supposed to be in the Mizbeach.
The whole pigle is based on thought. It's not based on action. It's based on thought.
No, but we always said you have to do an action afterwards. You have to do an action.
That's the second level of the answer,
though. We just read a brice, a simple brice that it said, if you have a pigle thought of drinking dam is not drinkable. It's not drinkable. Right? If you have a pigle thought of drinking dam at the wrong time, and you take a drink the dam, or maybe even ate the carbon. Could be the whole carbon's puzzle. Do you get pickle for that? Says the Tanna Kama, of course not. Why? Because it's not dark or echel that. Rabbi Eliezer, posel. He says it's puzzle. Why? Why is it puzzle? Because he holds, he makes this jump, things that are not edible to things that are edible. He doesn't care. Right? La'niach l'damo l'machar. I'm not going to sprinkle the dam today. I'm going to sprinkle it tomorrow. What about that? Or, Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's puzzle. Amar Rebbe Lazar, this is Rebbe Lazar, the Amora, Af bazu, here also, Rabbi Eliezer posel for Chacham and Machshirin. What's the case? A guy had a thought, I'm not going to sprinkle the dam today, I'm going to sprinkle it tomorrow. I'm going to leave it alone today. Right? Hinicho dam l'bamidam l'machar. Right? Now Rabbi Yehuda said that it's puzzle. According to who did he say that? Aliba deman. According to who? Ilem aliba de rabbanon. Was it according to the rabbanon? That doesn't make any sense. Hashta. Uma hasam. When a guy had a pickle thought of eating something that edible the next day, to come a chashe b'loshen achila, he used loshen of achila, I'm going to drink the dam tomorrow, machshe rabbanon. The rabbanon said it's okay. So hacha, over here, when you have a pickle thought of leaving the dam alone, right? Lo kolshkein? For sure they're going to say it's okay? Didn't do anything. Just left it.
Why for sure?
What?
Why for sure?
Because...
You're not drinking something that's not...
You're not doing anything.
Right.
So why should it be, if when you're doing something wrong, it said it's kosher. So when you're doing something parav, of course it's parav. So of course it's kosher. What? Fair enough. Ella must be Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer. It must be according to Rebbe Eliezer. Right? V'amar Rebbe Lazar, and Rebbe Lazar said, Amora, Af bazu Rabbi Eliezer posts of a chum achshirin. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible, and the chum says it's okay. So how could that be? Rabbi Lazar, Hain Rabbi Yehuda. They're the same thing, exact same thing. El alav, it must be kares seka benayu. They must be arguing about the kares issue, right? Rabbi Yehuda savar lohaniach possible ba'alma. If it's the case of lohaniach, it's just possible. Bahanach, but in the other case, oh, you're switching it around. Kares tam mechayev. Yechayev Kares for that. V'asa Rebbe Elazar l'meimar, and Rebbe Elazar, the Amora, comes along and says, no, Edi v'Edi pasul v'Embo Kares. In both cases, there's no Kares. And now we're going to say, no, that's not true. We're going to stop right here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.